you know, one of the very few ways, easily few ways you can show you respect someone is by honoring their decisions. Sticking to the plan. If you guys have a plan of action, sticking to the plan that they made or the itinerary or whatever may have you, surefire way to gain cool points with them, like automatically. Because believe it or not, everyone is not into grand gestures. Everyone's not into passionate speeches. Everyone's not into I'm gonna do something against your wishes for you because I care about you. Not everyone's gonna understand that. Most people, I would dare say, do not understand that. Because most of us, for the most part, right, a lot of us rather, try to be specific. We try to have our lives in a way where we're not just fucking degenerates and it's going around doing bullshit, because society has reminded us time and time again that, like, if you're not able to do for yourself, or if your mental's messed up or whatever may have you, you're gonna have a hard time, right? And when you don't have people to fall back on, a lot of people are like, I cannot afford to have a hard time, especially if I can help it. So again, if you bring someone around, a work partner, starting a business together, right? And you guys have a plan of action, 6 months, we're gonna do this, we're gonna put this much money up, we're gonna go for venture capitalists, we're gonna get angel investing, or we're just gonna grind up, you know, word of mouth, like, and you stick to the plan, right? That's gonna build a stronger foundation for y'all to work on. Because then you can do another plan, right? Social media campaigns, very specific. You pay this amount of money for this amount of stuff. The plan. You budget for that, right? What is budgeting? Just planning out your money, right? It comes down to respect, really. Respecting the process that you and someone else are involved in. And when you think that you don't have to respect the process or respect the plan or respect the methods enough where you can arbitrarily decide to change those plans or to just not follow them because you just don't want to, I don't know what desired effect you think you're gonna have outside of losing, that person gonna lose some respect for you, if not all respect. Because now you don't respect them, you don't respect their plans, right? And I said before, and I've said it on the internet, and a lot of people have said it, for men, a lot of the time, to show them love was respect, right? And for women, a lot of time, to show them love was attention. That's not universally true for every man and every single woman, but for the most part, if you don't respect a man, he will mostly feel like you don't fuck with him. You don't love him. You don't care about him, right? Women, if you don't give them any time and attention, right, they feel like you don't fuck with them. You don't love them. You don't care about them, right? Perfect example. So I can get into an argument with someone, and, like, let's say someone does something to slight me, and even if they didn't mean to do it, right, and I bring it to them and I say, yo, this is not right. This is fucked up. And they decide to not accept accountability for their actions, then I get upset and I say, okay, let's peel it back and let's talk about why you did this activity, why this thing happened. I've been noticing this, that, and the third. Then you get defensive and then you get upset that I'm upset, right? And then you're gonna want at some point to hug it out or talk or, you know, have a moment of calm. Like you keep trying to make space for you to speak when you have nothing to say. You just don't want the other person to talk because you really don't want to listen to them because you're being held accountable. I just made a video about the accountability. This is also part of that. Because honestly, who likes being disrespected? Who likes being disrespected? Like, a lot of people, you know, they see shit on TV, they read shit in books, and they think that a relationship is just full of these chaotic ass moments and just arguing and just conflict and someone being a victim and someone being victimized, someone being an aggressor, someone not being an aggressor, right? People don't believe in, like, peaceful communication and cordial and being cordial. People don't believe in being transparent enough to be able to speak to your deep-seated issues behind the behaviors that you have. Because see what happens with a lot of times is people get focused on the behaviors and not the motives behind them, not the methods behind them, not the psychological things that are leading into these behaviors. Because when you talk about that, now you really see where people are at when it comes to their healing, when it comes to how fulfilled they are, when it comes to, because half the time when you start touching on, like, deep issues with people and they start lashing out, is because they have not handled it at all. They might talk about it a lot, they're not handling it, because then the moment that they don't pay attention, they're slipping back into these traumatic ass ways and methods, right? And sometimes when you're working with someone, we're circling back around now, working with someone on a business, working with someone on a relationship, working with someone on, hold on, flatline right on my phone. Anyway, when you're collaborating with someone, right, you want that mutual respect, right? Respect enough to say, if you want to change the plan, you have a conversation about it when it makes sense, right? If it's a last minute change, you should start off with, I'm sorry, I know you're gonna not like this. I'm sorry, I thought about this. Like, explore the other options first, right? Respect the process. If you think you can make a plan and change it so easily all the time, then why make a plan? Why make a plan at all, right? Financial planning. We got fucking Rocket Money and other apps, financial planning, Chase, financial planning, TD, everyone got financial planning. Parenthood planning, right? Why do we have this entire industry of planning if people feel like the plan doesn't matter? Planned Parenthood is really funny because, again, we see how many babies are just randomly born all the time. That plan, that there was no plan there, right? And so not everyone is on that shit. Not everyone is on that shit. Some people like to stick to their plan. Some people are disciplined or are trying to be disciplined. Some people are trying not to be degenerates. Some people want to do better for themselves and they need to be disciplined. And the one thing that they do not need is people who are around them or in their lives who do not respect that. Because for the most part, and here's the fucked up part about it, when that person is trying to be disciplined, they're usually super respectful of other people's shit. They're usually super cognizant of other people's also attempts to, like, you know, stay grounded and attempts to dig in a deeper issue. Because when you do talk about some stuff, they're willing to discuss it. They're willing to say, you know what? I didn't think about that. You know what? That makes sense. You know what? Let me pull back because I really now realize that this is why I'm doing this. And I didn't think about it because I'm trying to call myself upset. But you, the other party, can see it because you obviously pay attention to me as a business partner, as a friend, as a mentor, as a mentee, as someone that is close to you or trying to get to know you, right? And all of this to say, a lot of the times, it's not gonna give you the effect that you want. People are not gonna like you more when you break the plan. People are not gonna like you more when you go against their wishes. People are not gonna like you more when you fuck up the itinerary, just because you feel like it. People are not gonna like you more when you don't take accountability for the shit that you got going on that is fucking up your ability to follow the plan, right? It's acting like we're all supposed to be like, oh, well, she or she had this thing going on. Some people, we don't give a fuck. Because then you could have said when we started, you could have said before that, hey, before we get into this, right? For example, let's say I'm going to an escape room. This is not true. Let's say I'm going to an escape room and I have, I don't know, an issue of like extreme problem solving, right? And I go, listen, I don't even think I should go, guys. Honestly, like I think my anxiety is too bad. I'm not gonna be able to help you. I'm gonna panic. And I don't think I can do that. I think I'm really gonna have an episode if I go in there. And people can say, you know what? I respect that. I don't want you to go through that. So we're going to avoid that. It's not a slide on us. Not a slide on you. Thank you for saying something. Thank you for bombing out. Because then what would have happened is I would have gone into that room. I would have freaked the fuck out, hyperventilated, maybe passed out, maybe the fucking whatever. And then that would have been the night. That would have been the situation. That would have been something that for my people to deal with now, when I should have known enough of myself, right, to either know to not go in there at all, to not risk that, or know enough of myself to know that if I'm going in there with people, my anxiety will be quelled. I've done the work on myself enough to know I can handle this. It's either you know if you can handle it or you don't. But if you don't know, if you can handle it, then you're not healing. You're nowhere. You're just talking about shit and thinking that you're working on it. But in reality, trauma is right there waiting to pop up and you're right there waiting to respond with the same exact method you've always had. You're not getting better. And people who are getting better can notice it really fucking easily. It's like people who are trying to recover from alcohol, right? You have to go fucking sober. You have to stop drinking, for real. Not on some, I thought I did, I didn't realize. If you don't take accountability for the fact that, oh shit, I slipped up and drank last night, you're never gonna really fix that problem. Anyway, that was 10 minutes. And also, it's my birthday. So, Have a great day, guys.